This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to another episode of Cawthron Radio. Today, we're going to share a short recording of a conversation between myself and Cawthron's Dr. Tim Harwood, who is the co-leader of the government-funded Seafood Safety Research Platform. Tim and I were both at Havelock Mussel Fest on Saturday, which was a really great day out, and Cawthron had a stand in the industry tent, but Tim and I snuck away somewhere quiet so that we could chat about seafood safety, the platform, and the work that Cawthron is doing to better detect, understand, and prevent seafood safety threats. So I'm here with Dr. Tim Harwood, co-leader of the Seafood Safety Research Platform, and we're just going to chat a little bit about what the platform is and what its objectives are. So yeah, Tim, can you tell us about it?
Yeah, no problem. It's great to be here at Musselfest. You know, Seafood Safety Research Platform is a government-funded research program investing a whole range of different food safety threats that face our industry, you know, whether they're harmful algae or whether they're microbial contaminants like bacteria or viruses. And our key aim is to make sure that seafood that's generated in New Zealand is both safe to eat and able to enter export markets.
And can you tell me much about the size of New Zealand's seafood industry, the scale of it?
Yeah, I mean, altogether, both wild fisheries and aquaculture, it's a $2 billion export earner per annum for New Zealand. So it's an important sector. And there's some reasonably high-risk products, food products, that come through the seafood channel. So when you're talking about shellfish, certainly raw shellfish, that's regarded as a high-risk food product. So it's appropriate that there's a dedicated research program to try and understand the risks and to reduce those so that people have confidence around eating the seafood that comes out of New Zealand waters.
Can you tell me a little bit about who the research partners in the Seafood Safety Platform are and who you work with?
Yeah, no worries. I mean, we've got an awesome team of researchers who work collaboratively over a number of years. There's obviously a huge number of Cawthron scientists, well over a dozen, who are actively engaged with the platform, but also research partners across Plant and Food, ESR and Ag Research, who cover different components of the research that we work on. Things like pathogenic bacteria within processing factories, viruses within shellfish, and some of the toxicology work as well we outsource to our partner at Ag Research.
What are the major kind of seafood safety threats in New Zealand and how significant are they?
Yeah, I mean, we feel like we address the main threats within the program. So that's around microbes that affect seafood safety, whether those are microalgae or microscopic bacteria or viruses that are pathogenic. So we assess those through the platform, and the research that we do is not just about, you know, doing excellent science, it's about doing work that has meaning for industry and makes a difference to them.
Yeah, because presumably, I mean, you've said before to me that New Zealand's seafood is really regarded as safe,
yes,
on the whole.
Yes.
But it's about being super safe, right? So that our market access is protected?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we ultimately want Kiwis to be able to gather seafood from their local beach and have confidence around eating it safely. But also, our industry has an export focus, and you know, more than 80% of New Zealand seafood goes into export markets. And to be able to enter those markets and to have a good reputation, you need to ensure they have the utmost highest seafood safety standards.
On a personal note, what was it that really got you interested in this field of research? Was it something that you'd always been interested in, or was it something that your career kind of led you into unexpectedly?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I'm trained as an analytical chemist, so I measure things, whether those are vitamins or steroids or marine toxins. And so it's when I arrived at Cawthron, it was all about science that supports the aquaculture sector, and marine toxin analytical chemistry was something that Cawthron was involved with. And through getting involved with that, I really enjoyed it, not just for the science perspective, but also for the way that the research that we do makes a difference. So I could be talking to a shellfish farmer or a regulator or another scientist, and I get a real kick out of doing that.
And it must give you a lot of pride because Cawthron's actually leading the world in a lot of areas. My understanding is that some of the science and the methods that you've developed are really out there on the front end of it.
Yeah, certainly in the, you know, the area of harmful algae and marine toxin chemistry and analysis, we're right up there. And yeah, we're making a difference for our industry, but also the methods we're developing are being used elsewhere around the world. And yeah, that's great endorsement that what we're doing is making a difference, that the science we're doing is first class, and that the money that the government's putting into funding this research program is being well spent.
Are there any really cool examples you can give me of some of the science that's being done at the moment or papers that are being published that you're really excited about?
Yeah, so I think there's great opportunity around real-time monitoring in the field. So at the moment, samples are taken from the field to monitor for things like harmful algae and marine toxins and are brought back to a centralised lab. And that's great, and that system isn't broken, but there's definitely room for improvement there to get information quicker to industry to be able to make good decisions around whether they should harvest their product or whether they should start reharvesting a product after a closure. So we think having instruments in the water giving real-time information around what algae are present and what potential toxins are present within growing areas would be useful for industry and will be the next step to ensure we're still world leading.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Tim. It was great to chat to you.
No worries.
You've just been listening to a conversation between myself and Dr. Tim Harwood, Cawthron Seafood Safety Science Theme Leader and the co-leader of the National Seafood Safety Research Platform. We had a great day out at Havelock Mussel Fest on Saturday, and although most of the focus was on the eating and drinking, it was a great chance for Cawthron researchers to talk to seafood lovers about the work we do to keep our seafood safe and support New Zealand's aquaculture and fishing industries. So if you were there and stopped by our stand to talk to us, thanks heaps, we had a really great day out. In other news, I just wanted to mention a few upcoming events on Cawthron's calendar as part of our centenary year celebrations. The first is our open day on Saturday the 10th of April. We're opening the doors of our Halifax Street campus to the public and welcome anyone and everyone to come and learn more about the incredible science we're doing right here in the top of the South. We hope it will be a really fun day out for the whole family. We'll have activities, entertainment and a schedule of public talks with our scientists on topics ranging from how marine microalgae could be used in everyday products like medicines and cosmetics to environmental DNA technologies we're using to detect biosecurity threats. The second event we wanted to make you aware of is our upcoming exhibit at the Nelson Provincial Museum. It will open on May 27th and run for several months. The exhibit will showcase Cawthron's history and explain our current science themes, which include seafood safety, algae and bioactives, aquaculture, ocean health and freshwater health research. Again, this will be a really great family-friendly exhibit with plenty of opportunities for kids and adults alike to get engaged and interact with our science. More information about our open day and museum exhibit will be available on our website and on our social media channels in the coming weeks, so keep an eye out and pencil in those dates now. That's it from me. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Cawthron Radio. Ngā mihi nui kia koutou.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.